Welcome to The Rework with Allison Tyler Jones, a podcast dedicated to inspiring portrait photographers to uniquely brand, profitably price, and confidently sell their best work. Allison has been doing just that for the last 15 years, and she's proven that it's possible to create unforgettable art and run a portrait business that supports your family and your dreams. All it takes is a little rework. Episodes will include interviews with experts from in and outside of the photo industry, mini workshops, and behind-the-scenes secrets that Allison uses in her portrait studio every single day. She will challenge your thinking and inspire your confidence to create a profitable, sustainable portrait business you love through continually refining and reworking your business. Let's do the rework.
Have you ever heard the expression, don't let the door hit your bum on the way out? Okay, that probably sounds really weird, but we are this close to closing the doors on our Cash to Confidence Bootcamp, and I don't want you to miss out. Honestly, I think your bum's probably starting to hurt because of all the fence sitting that you're doing. But for real, if you're sitting there walking your dog on the treadmill, trying to decide on whether or not to fork over a measly $47 for a game-changing week with us, or if you're all up in your head thinking, how can I charge more, make more money in this business when my work isn't as good as I want it to be, and I don't know where to find great clients, and know this, you don't have to have it all figured out in order to get started. In fact, that's the whole idea of the Confidence to Cash Bootcamp. Throughout our week together, I'm going to walk you through expanding your vision of what's possible for you, laying the foundation for rock solid confidence in the value that you bring, crafting a clear message that will attract the right best clients for your business, mapping out your money that you want to make and how to get there, and creating a step-by-step ideal sale that will have your clients digging for their credit card. And yes, you'll be able to do this, even if your name isn't Annie Leibovitz and you haven't won a single image competition. Get off your cute little bum and go to dotherework.com/bootcamp. Get the details, sign up, and I'll see you there. Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Rework. Today's episode is going to be all about outrunning our fear. How to feel fear, but how to get out of fear as quickly as possible. Because we all know fear can be debilitating. We've all heard the quotes about we have nothing to fear but fear itself, the fear is bad. But I feel like sometimes fear is a little bit of a motivator, but we don't want to be stuck in fear. So how do we not let it incapacitate us? How do we use it as a springboard? And how do we get out of that stuck place more quickly? So Catherine Langsford from Photos by Catherine in Vancouver, Canada, joins us today to talk all about fear and getting out of it quickly. Let's do it. Okay, back in the Rework podcast studio, we have our favorite Catherine Langsford from Photos by Catherine in Vancouver, Canada.
Hello.
I'm so happy that you're here. Hello.
Thanks, I love being here.
I love that you're here. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, well, what I want to talk about with you today, and I think you're uniquely qualified to talk about this topic, is how to, as quickly as possible, get out of a fear mindset. I think we spend a lot of time thinking about like all the damage fear can do. And I think that's very widely known. If we really spend a lot of time thinking about all the things that the negative things that fear can do, I just don't even want to go there. I want to talk about when you feel it, when you recognize that fear is taking you down, what are ways that you can get out of it? And the reason why I think that you're uniquely qualified, first of all, you've been in business for more than 20 years. You've been through the 2008 crash. You've been through major health problems. You've been through deaths. You've been through hard kid problems. You've been through a lot of very, very difficult things as a primary breadwinner in your family. And you've had to manage your fear many, many times over. So yeah. Specifically for you, I want you to tell me, how do you, as quickly as possible, how do you manage to get out of fear?
I have had a lot of fear, a lot of experience with fear in my business, mostly financial. And what I've learned, what I do is, first of all, acknowledge it. instead of trying to run away from it or think my way out of it. I find the busier my head is, the less productive I can be and the less I'm able to see solutions. So the first thing I do is acknowledge it. Okay, I'm really scared about money right now. And I just accept that and not try to run away from it, basically. And then the next thing I do is look for something that I can do immediately. I mean, there are some, you know, solutions or remedies to a financial problem, for example, that would take days or weeks or years.
Right.
I need to look at what's happening today. What can I do today? So if the issue today is something that I can call the bank about, then I'm going to make a phone call to the bank today. If the issue today is I really need to collect money from these people and I'm too busy and I have too much stuff, then I just clear my morning and I figure out how to collect that money. Like, just slow things down and look at something I can do right now. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next year. Things could drastically change for the better or for the worse. All I know about is what's happening today. And again, what's really important to me is that I slow down my mind.
Yeah, I think that's such a good tip, because I find that when I get in fear and that hamster wheel starts up, I start forecasting, we're going to lose our house. We're going to have to live in a van down by the river. We're going to, like, it goes to this, like, this end result that we're not even there yet. We've just had a couple of slow weeks. Like,
absolutely. I go worst case scenario in 30 seconds. And that, of course, intensifies the fear, because it's not just a couple of uncollected bills. I'm losing my house.
Right.
in my mind. So yeah, it's important that I stay in today, that I look at what's happening today. There's been times when it's been so bad. Like, I've had some pretty scary financial times. And there's been times that it's been so bad that I need to have a mantra, because it keeps my mind quiet and it slows my head down. Because when my head is racing, I might do something stupid.
Sure.
I might do something stupid out of panic or just reckless, right? Mm-hmm. So I just need to, and also I can't be productive. I can't see the answers that are right in front of me when my head is whirling around a million miles an hour. So I might tell myself, today everything is okay.
Right.
And there were many times that was my motto. I just have to get through today, and today everything's okay.
Mm-hmm. And not losing my house today.
Exactly. Not losing my house today. The other thing I need to remember is that I've survived 100% of my bad days. Like I said, there's been bad times and I got through them. So odds are I'm going to get through this one also. That's really all I can do. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that today I'm sitting here, my lease is paid. I have work on the books and that's okay for now. So I'm not going to stress over not enough bookings in January or other things that are in the future that I can't do anything about. I'm just going to look at what am I capable of doing today.
Well, and I think with our creative brains, that can work. It's a double-edged sword, right? It can work for us. It can cut against us. It makes us creative in all the work that we do and our solutions and all of those sorts of things. It also makes us really creative in catastrophizing all the possible things that could happen. So we have to shut that part of it down. Just read recently on James Clear. I love his Instagram feed. He's the guy that wrote Atomic Habits. And he recently posted this thing that said, different meanings can be assigned to the same events. So different meanings can be assigned to the same events. Look for evidence of how the world is encouraging you and you will find it. Look for evidence of how the world is burdening you and you will find it. Choose an explanation that empowers you. And I just love that. And I have actually one of his quotes on my lock screen that says, what is the most useful and empowering story I can tell myself about what is happening and what I need to do next? So it's that looking for evidence, right? We're gonna look for evidence of the story that we want to tell. So if we want it to be bad, we're going to find the evidence for the bad. If we want it to be good, we're going to find the evidence for the good. And what is the most useful and empowering story that we can tell ourselves about what's happening and what we need to do next? So I love what you just said. You're a perfect example of that. It's like, okay, quit looking at all the negative and all the bad things that can happen. And what can I do right this minute? And so then, you know, you get a couple of $1,000 in, and then somehow you don't feel so to the wall, right? Mm-hmm. And you have a little bit of money in the bank and you can clear your mind and you can see. So then you can think about expansive marketing. Who can I reach out to rather than like, okay, I've got to shut my utilities down or I've got to get another studio or, you know, like rather than like things that you're cutting off, you're thinking in an expansive way rather than in a shrinking, contracting way.
Yeah. And again, when my head is hamster wheeling around about fearful content, I can't think of those solutions.
Sure.
I miss things that are right in front of my face. So when I slow down, sometimes what I'll do is something very obvious, like go through my database and see if anybody owes me money. And quite often someone does. Yeah. Like it's something I kind of forgot about, or, you know, last week it wasn't due yet, but now it is due. And, you know, so that can come up. Or I may also be reminded, like I frequently like to like just look at my list of client names and then things come, I'm reminded of things. For example, oh yeah, that woman was building a house last year and she said that when her house was done, she wanted to do something. Mm-hmm. So I may, if my mind is clear and calm, I can see those opportunities and remember those things. And when my mind isn't clear or calm, I might be flailing around doing reckless things that aren't good for me.
Right. Right? Like come in for 65 mini sessions in one day.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy things. So, okay. Another thing that you have said in past conversations is that, you know, so you just said a minute ago that you've survived 100% of your bad days. Is I think it is helpful sometimes to go back, look back historically and realize like, okay, I've been through hard things before and I survived them. And it wasn't a fluke. It's not a fluke. I work hard. I'm talented. I love my clients. I'm putting good in the world and I've survived hard things. And then you kind of go back and look at some of those things that you've survived. Is that helpful to you?
Yeah, it totally is, because I see it differently when I look back. And when I sit and reflect, I remember how scared I was and how much time I spent, you know, catastrophizing and worrying that the worst was going to happen. And then it didn't happen.
Right.
And, you know, I've learned. I don't let myself sit in fear the way I did. Fear is a red flag for me now. When it comes up and it starts affecting the way I'm thinking and behaving, that's a big red flag. I know that it's not going to have any positive results. And I know that I need to do what I've learned to get out of that. And again, that's to slow myself down, stay in today. You know, all I need to do is get through today. I don't need to worry right now about what happens tomorrow. And tomorrow I may have a new opportunity that I don't know anything about. So all I need to do is get through today and look at what is right in front of me.
Yeah, that's so good for so many, not just business, but also just life.
Oh yeah, that's my whole life.
Yeah.
That's totally my whole life. I mean, you know, like on a personal level, I've been through a lot of things and that helped me during those periods too. You know, I don't need to worry about what's going to happen in the future. Yeah. All I can do is look at what's happening today, and today is manageable.
What about, let's go to fear of when you feel fear that you know you need to make a change in your business, for example, like maybe raise your prices, maybe change the way that you're working, and you're really afraid that it's going to, like, you're going to lose clients over it or people aren't going to like it, but you know, like, you absolutely have to make this change. How do you kind of, we've heard before, feel the fear and do it anyway? How do you do that?
I do that one phone call at a time. I mean, things like I did at the very beginning of my business, for some reason, I had no business training and no photography training for that matter. But anyway, at the very beginning, I raised my prices one phone call at a time. So I knew that if, for whatever reason, I had calculated that I needed to get to X dollars as my session fee. Mm-hmm. And I was well below that. So every time someone called, I would quote them as high as I could possibly dare quote them. And then if they were fine with that, I'd go a little higher with the next person. So that's how I did it, you know, 25 years ago. But now what I do until I got to my desired, what I did was I kept quoting higher and higher until people just started saying no, 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 no. And then I backed it off a bit. That was like my big technical method back.
That was your business plan.
That was in 1999. But now what I do is sort of the same thing. You know, I calculate, like we all do, calculate my prices based on where I need to be, profit margin, et cetera. And then I just dip a toe in the water, like start quoting people those prices and see what happens. I've had a lot of experience where people don't even blink. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't even notice. I've had other experiences where people repeatedly say, whoa, that's a lot. That, you know, that seems like a lot. And then I know maybe I need to back it off a little just for this financial period and then maybe try again in 6 months, because sometimes it's connected to, you know, the financial current climate. So yeah, that's how I do that.
Interesting. I love that. Yeah. You're definitely more intuitive on that than I am. There was a time where I realized that, oh, I'm not priced right and I can't actually have a sustainable business at these prices. And so I had to go through and raise everything. But it was absolutely one client at a time. But I would leave them that way for a while until I was like, okay, now I feel like that's good, you know, but now these prices have gone up, that price has gone up and I have more experience and we're in a different space or whatever. And for whatever business reason or mental reason or value reason, I felt like the prices needed to go up, then I would do that at that time. But that's interesting. You know, I don't think there's any right or wrong way. I just think that that's an interesting way to do it. You could do it either way.
Well, essentially, we're doing the same thing. What's the difference?
Well, I mean, I just think it's pretty free-willing and cool that you could be like, okay, then the next person that called, then I tell them this.
Oh, at the beginning. I didn't have any spreadsheets back then. It was just
your
like
pre-spreadsheet era.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. And I just figured, okay, when they start saying no, that means it's too much.
Yeah. That's.
I mean, that's how that I built my business based on instinct. I had no training. There were definitely times where that bit me in the ass, excuse my language.
And totally.
Yeah. And I
like assuming that you have to work weekends, assuming you had to work weekends. There's a lot of assumptions that we make, right?
Oh, or just, you know, putting a lot of throwing a lot of money at something that was like a total waste of money and didn't do any good, or, you know, it's just so many mistakes. I didn't know what I was doing. My whole model was to throw things at the wall and see if they stuck. Mm-hmm. Like I just did not know. But, you know, I learned as time went on. But that was one example of how I would try something
but
else.
I don't think that's a bad
doing
thing.
It until people say no.
I know. But the thing that I like about that, even if you don't do it that way, okay, let's just say, but the lesson of that to me is that for people that are afraid to fill in the blank of the change you need to make in your business that you're afraid of here, whatever that is, whether it's raising prices or changing, you know, shoot and burn to a product, selling in person, going to installations, whatever change it is, quit shooting weddings and go to only portraits, whatever it is that you're thinking about changing in your business. So many people are waiting for this perfect plan to descend from heaven in a scroll. That's going to tell them, okay, first you do this and then you do this and then you do this and it all works out perfectly and nobody ever questions you and nobody ever gives you any pushback. And it's like, it doesn't exist and it never will be. You're always going to get pushback from somebody.
And you're always going to mess up. You're always going to make mistakes.
Totally.
You have to be, you got to be kind of thick skinned in order to get through, especially the first few years. I mean, you know, I still make mistakes now. Absolutely.
Of course.
But at the beginning, I was just running on instinct and sometimes getting it right and sometimes getting it horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. And I had lots of sleepless nights or nauseous stomach, like just so upset about these mistakes that I had made. But I really had to, you know, that cliche saying of like, every mistake is an opportunity to learn, you know, I mean, that's true. It is true. And I had to see it that way, or I would have been completely flattened in terms of feeling like a failure and like, this isn't for me. But for some reason, at that early stage, I had the ability to see, like, I just am making mistakes because I don't know how to do this. Like, I just have to keep trying until I learn. And back then, there was like maybe one online Facebook forum where you could ask questions to other photographers. Like pretty much that was it.
I love photography.com.
Oh, I love photography.com. Exactly.
Yep. That's how we met.
There was nothing else. There was like outdated books written in the 60s, or there really was not a lot of resources. So first of all, I felt completely isolated and alone. And second of all, I had nothing to draw from in terms of how to do this. So I just really needed to keep trying things that I thought would work based on my own sensibilities and see if it worked.
And I think sometimes people, photographers who've been in business for a while and have had some measure of success, we get a little bit comfortable and then we get where we don't want to take a risk. So we kind of lose that scrappy. And so I think if you always have that at your core and recognize, like, look, you're very rarely going to do something that's going to lose you all of your clients.
Exactly.
Like very rarely. Like, I mean, that doesn't involve like the police. So like some pricing change that you can retract or some policy that maybe not everybody loves or whatever. Like there's ways to pull that back if you have to. But you don't know until you try. And so sometimes we can let our fear of discomfort keep us from doing what we need to do to make our business grow, to expand and to get to that next level.
We got to be okay with making mistakes and with failing.
And not looking like we got it all together and are totally perfect in every way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. What else? Anything else you have? Any tips for getting out of fear? We've talked about money. We've talked about making changes in your business. Any other fears that you've had about your business? I mean, I think it all pretty much comes down to money because that's why we're in business, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the creative, but I don't even know what to say about that. Like sometimes I just feel like I'm no good.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Just all you have to do is let's update the website. And then you're just sitting there like, I hate everything I've ever shot. I suck.
How am I supposed to update it when I hate everything I've ever shot?
I know. I remember in one of Annie Leibovitz's books, she was like, I feel like in the last year, I probably have like one image that I liked. And I'm like, okay, well, we're in good company then.
Then we're okay.
Yeah, then we're good. I love that. Okay, so summarize then. To get out of fear, let's go back and look.
To get out of fear, ground yourself in what's happening in the immediate future. What's happening in today.
Today, okay.
Take 24-hour segments at a time.
You also said just accept that you are in fear.
Accept that you're recognize in fear, instead of trying to run away from it and deny it, avoid it, keep your like frantically trying to come up with solutions that are just like out of panic.
Yes.
Just admit, I'm afraid right now. I'm feeling really scared. I'm really afraid about not having enough money or not being able to make this payment I need to make or not making as much as I made last year, whatever the fear is. Admit it and then look for some immediate actions that you can take, which could be very simple. They could be really like not a big deal.
Not a huge marketing campaign.
Yeah, not a marketing campaign. Not a sudden knee-jerk marketing campaign. I recommend against those. And then just remember, you've survived maybe worse before, but even if it's not worse, you've survived everything hard that's happened to you before. And you're going to survive this also. And you really don't know what's going to happen. So even if you're not able to pay X bill that you're worried about, you don't know what's going to happen as a result of that. It could go any number of ways and we can't control the future. We just need to look at today.
I love that. Such a good reminder and so many good takeaways there. You're the best and a good example to me in all of those areas.
You're the best.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks for being here today. I hope that you've learned something useful that you can take away and make your business better than ever. And if you have, we would love for you to share this episode with another photographer that you think it would help. If you have a minute and could give us a review on the podcast, it would mean the world. Sharing and reviewing the podcast helps us reach a wider audience, and we want to help as many portrait photographers as we can to build better and better businesses. Sharing and reviewing the podcast helps this podcast reach a wider audience, and we want to help as many photographers as we can to build their best business yet. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You can find more great resources from Allison at dothereWork.com and on Instagram at do.the.rework.